This is at Nicolae Vox in response to his response and the shipping forecast analogy and well-being. And I love that analogy. And yeah, I agree that people, humans, have to be in balance and in touch with their well-being to be in touch with their well-being. But I wouldn't see it as a task. So I would point to, in the same way that the captains of the ships have to understand the way the forecast, the weather and the swells and everything works and how that affects their course, and that they can make choices based on that. In the same way, my understanding is that if people understand how thought works and how thought creates our experience through consciousness of the world, that they will recognize that they can make choices, and they will recognize that when they are in their well-being, so when their quality of thoughts are high and they're in their well-being and their feelings and their experience of the world is different from when their quality of thoughts are low and they're not in touch with their well-being and their feelings and experience of the world is different again. And that if one understands that that's how thought works, that one is more in touch with one's well-being, and therefore choices and decisions are different. And so then organisations, by extension, the ones that understand that thought creates their experience would behave differently. So that would be my assertion.